proclamation number 5394 dated the May 17th, 1952. The word grace, recipient's advantage compared to the atheists. The font of life was opened to all of you who receive my word directly or through my messengers. You are all recipients of grace who have been approached by me and been given what you need in order to become blessed. You may all refresh yourselves with the living water. You may accept my evidence of love, my word, which all may hear who want to hear it. You receive knowledge which enables you to recognize the correlation of everything in existence. Knowledge, which explains my reign and activity to you and, because you learn to recognize me through my word, you will also learn to love me. And you'll recognize your task on earth and try to accomplish it. You have a considerable advantage over people who lack all knowledge of me because they don't want to accept anything from my hand, who reject my gift of grace from my messengers. No light can shine for them because they run away from it, and thus they cannot learn to recognize me either, and their life on earth is, and will remain, a standstill because it is dark in them. You have an advantage compared to them and should therefore take merciful care of them. You should try to kindle a light in them and work with the gift of grace wherever possible. You may always refresh yourselves, but they are going hungry, albeit of their own will and therefore self-inflicted. Nevertheless, you shall give them food wherever you can. Living water constantly pours forth from my font of life. Distribute the refreshing drink when you encounter a tired and hungry earthly wanderer. Many a person in his wretched state will accept the refreshment after all, and many a person will feel refreshed and never forget that he received strength. Offer the delectable gift to everyone, even at the risk of it being rejected. Yet no one shall be able to say that my gift of grace was denied to him. All those of you who receive my word should at least cater for one wanderer out of gratitude to me. You should distribute in the same way as I distribute my gifts to you. You should offer with love what you find enjoyable yourselves. You should try to make my word palatable for your fellow human beings. And I will bless every person's effort. I will pour out my flow of love upon all those who want to curb the immense spiritual adversity, who help with the redemption work during the lost days before the end. I give without limitation. You may take abundantly and in turn pass it on again in my spirit of love wherever you see spiritual adversity. The delectable water ceaselessly flows forth from the font of life. It is an enlivening effect on every person, and every person may access the source. But you shall carry the living water to anyone who does not come by himself, so that he will also taste the strength inherent in the water of life, so that he, too, shall be awakened to life and will always desire more. Repay me the love I grant to you by giving you my word in this way. For there is immense adversity and I want to curb it with your help, because I must speak through a human mouth in order to gain people's will. Be diligent laborers in my vineyard if you want to serve me. Everyone can work within his own circle, and as my servant you will always be blessed by me. Amen.